You're listening to SBS News.
Former Labor leader Bill Shorten has accepted full responsibility for this year's election policies and revealed he could have campaigned with fewer messages. The comments were made in a preemptive tweet just before the release of a review analysing why the party suffered a shock defeat in May's federal election. Two senior Labor Party figures, former South Australian Premier Jay Weatherill and former Federal Minister Craig Emerson, conducted the review. Mr Weatherill says the review is an honest appraisal of what went wrong for Labor at the last election.
What we have found is that there were three critical failings in the campaign. There was a weak strategy which didn't allow us to formulate an appropriate story to tell the people of Australia. There was a failure to adapt to the changing circumstances that we found with the new leader of the Liberal Party, Scott Morrison. A contribution was also made by the unpopularity of our leader.
There were high expectations of victory encouraged by positive public opinion polls, leading the party to assume its campaign was better than that of the coalition. The review found Labor gave little consideration to questions about its strategy and agenda, finding its digital campaigning in particular was outdated and outcompeted, citing this as an area requiring urgent review and improvement. The review criticised the constant flow of spending announcements throughout the election campaign, saying they raised anxieties among low-income Labor voters that Labor spending would affect the economy. Mr Emerson explains.
The Coalition ran an effective campaign in that respect by saying that this is a very complex and some sort of risk to the economy and therefore potentially to your jobs. The result of that is that when we did a statistical analysis, an internal one, the group that swung clearly against Labor were low-income, economically insecure voters in outer urban and regional Australia. These are people that Labor would like to think are traditional Labor voters, but in fact they swung against Labor.
The review's expansive 60 findings and 26 recommendations also concluded that Labor failed to win the election because it did not craft a simple narrative unifying its many policies and failed to campaign sufficiently and consistently on reasons to vote against the coalition. The review says the party should take care to be more inclusive, developing a strategy to engage multicultural voters with a specific mention of Chinese Australians and abandon derogatory mentions of the so-called big end of town. Prime Minister Scott Morrison dismissed the review, saying there was no need for analysis as the Australian people already know why Labor lost the election.
The Australian people know the answer to that question and they're still not listening to them, the Labor Party. I mean, it's 6 months after the election, Labor's still talking about themselves. We are focused on what the Australians elect us to do, and that is whether it's acting on drought, whether it's dealing with the big challenges we've got in aged care, delivering the tax relief we said we'd do. Labor is focused on themselves. They just simply cannot get past themselves.
Labor leader Anthony Albanese, who took over from Bill Shorten after the election, will make his response to the review at the National Press Club on Friday. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.